Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
King Saul had alienated Samuel. He had driven David from the palace and grieved Jonathan, his loyal son. Many mighty men in desperation had abandoned Saul's forces and joined their fugitive hero at Adullam. This is spectacular bridge burning, but it gets worse. When Saul had a pity party, claiming everyone was against him, see 1 Samuel 22, verses 6 to 8, a man named Doeg, an Edomite from the line of Esau, saw his chance to ingratiate himself to the king. Quote, "I saw the son of Jesse going to Nob, to Ahimelech the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of the Lord for him, gave him provisions, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Verses 9 and 10. Blinded by his jealousy, Saul now sees an opportunity. He hadn't been able to catch David till now, but by slaughtering those who helped him escape, he would isolate the absconder from further assistance. The priests were called before the king. In spite of their protestations, quote, "Who among all your servants is as faithful as David, who is the king's son-in-law, who goes at your bidding and is honorable in your house?" Verse 14. Ahimelech's plea fell on deaf ears. But when Saul commanded his guard to murder the priests, they refused. Doeg had no such scruples. He not only killed, quote, 85 men who wore a linen ephod, verse 18, he decimated every living thing in the town of Nob. Only one, Abiathar, escaped to David. Some suggest that the unnamed prophet's words in Eli's day, quote, "There shall not be an old man in your house forever, and all the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age," 1 Samuel 2, verses 32 and 33, was fulfilled by Doeg. But I am reminded of the law that children shall not, quote, "be put to death for their fathers. A person shall be put to death for his own sin." Deuteronomy 24, 16. God is always just.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.